for a long and healthy life.
Solar flares, gas prices, and no rush bust in his home state of Missouri. What's up with that? But right from the get-go, as we swing into a weekend, another one of those sacred cows, unfortunately, is pushed aside. You know, hospitals, schools are supposed to be, and the office place, are supposed to be a safe haven. Someplace you can go, do your deal, do your business, get educated, get a paycheck, get fixed. Unfortunately, once again, a nut with a gun shatters all of that in Pittsburgh, going into a psychiatric clinic and deciding, heavily armed, that he was going to start shooting. People slid underneath furniture, hovered in closets, and just got out of the way. So sad. Two dead, including the shooter, naturally, at this psychiatric spot where people were trying to just get help. You go to the hospital, you just want to be seen. I mean, now do we have to look over our shoulder? I was in a hospital today, and I was thinking, after hearing this thing about Pittsburgh, it was right around the same time. How safe are we in this hospital? This is a great hospital, but I'm looking around. No one knows who's coming in the door. Is this the kind of thing that we have to think now? Just opening fire. There were a lot of people hurt, too. Seven people were hurt. And it happened in the afternoon. He just decided that, we don't know why. I'm saying that this guy came in and decided to open fire because that's what he did. He had two semi-automatic handguns. And it's just a tragic, tragic, awful day. Imagine the people in that hospital and anyone from the city of Pittsburgh thinking about this. The police department apparently got there as fast as they could. Within minutes, they were there. But it's too late. Somebody's already killed and some other people are wounded. And why? Who knows? Do they find a note? Do they know any reason why this happened? These details, I'm sure, will come out in the next couple of days. But at first blush, we don't know. It's just another one of these crazy things. It's a busy trauma center. It's a busy trauma center. Because it was a psych unit, a clinic, but there were other parts to this. So as for the people who were wounded, some were treated and released. Another one had some kind of injury. They're still treating there overnight. So you had some people who were bruised and battered a little bit, and some that were much more serious. So the mayor, Mayor Luke Ravenstahl, had this to say while all of this had just taken place.
Our crews are methodically going through the building to make sure that every floor is cleared and every room is cleared. Obviously, at this point, the investigation is also ongoing. There are two confirmed deaths, one believed to be the shooter. He entered the building with two firearms. It appears at this point that he acted alone. This is a tragic day, a sad day, a senseless day in many ways. Our empathy goes out to the victims.
Yeah, so, you know, this hospital was so big, one of the most respected psychiatric hospitals in the country, one of the top 10. I immediately knew it had ranked pretty high. It's the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center. 2,000 employees there, the hospital, you know, 300 plus beds somewhere in that neighborhood. About 90% of them occupied. So they go to lockdown and they do what they're supposed to do, but just can you imagine that feeling? You're in a hospital and you're ducking for cover. What is going on with all these high-profile shootings? And here's the thing. I still think that you cannot take the right to bear arms, if we want to use the language of the Second Amendment, away from the people. But boy, you've got school shootings, Senate offices, post offices, military bases. It's very messed up. Very messed up. Is this because people are that high strung? Is it the high unemployment? Is it the pressure of divorces and foreclosure? And, you know, what is the reason for this phenomenon? What gives? I mean, talk about broken. Talk about broken. And what do you say to those, what do you say to those people? A gun coming into a place where people are trying to get fixed, people that are having enough problems and just are looking for peace, trying to get some peace for their head. And then this happens. Oh. And I'm sure there's going to be some strange details that end up coming out because it's very tight-lipped. I have a good friend that works in the media in Pittsburgh. Nothing. Not talking a lot about it. I mean, all the little details around it, surrounding it, the facts, walking in, the automatic handguns, the people that were running for cover, what time it happened, little things like that. But the other stuff is not quite flushed out at this point. Awful. While that was going on in Pittsburgh, in Washington, the talk was about the Keystone Pipeline and also jobs, 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 jobs. So check this out. A tale of two different courses. First, the House approves the Jobs Act. Easy layup vote. 390-23. Republicans love this thing. They say it's major job creation. Democrats say it's not going to have very much impact. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, belittled Eric Cantor. She called him Little King's, the Little King's job bill. So it got a little ugly. But 390-23, where it goes from there, spin the wheel. Well, there's no spinning here. The Senate looked at the Keystone Pipeline. Republicans say they're going to push for the pipeline. The Senate rejects it. So not greenlit at all. 56-42 rejecting it. The construction, constructing the pipeline. Now, you know where I stand on this. I'm getting shellacked all over the place. And I always say this. I invite anybody to send anything they want to send. If you want to vent, you want to talk about any of the issues, do it. Send it to me at americatonight.net. And overwhelmingly, a lot of you that called this show, maybe only two or three of you, really thought the Keystone Pipeline was a good idea. I've looked at all angles of this. I understand when we scream about environmental issues, and I think that the pipeline is something that we should do. Economically, it creates a bunch of jobs, undeniably. And why are we just railing everything out of North Dakota? So the Warren Buffett rule is in full swing because he benefits from that. Isn't that convenient? Which I'm all for Warren Buffett getting whatever he wants, his piece of the pie, but then don't throw him up as, oh, he's going to pay his fair share of taxes. The Keystone Pipeline not being built is perfect for him. It's perfect for him. I mean, this is all political. You want to talk about ammunition? Oh, I got some ammunition for you. We're going to continue connecting the dots on the pipeline and a few other things mixed into the combo next.
Journey for Truth on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on a journey through a multitude of controversial and passionate topics that bring awareness to issues and stories occurring on a national and global scale. Are we as a society being lied to? Are we manipulated into thinking a certain way or into having a certain opinion? Isn't it time to be proactive instead of passive? Join Journey for Truth on WebTalkRadio.net today. Brought to you by Oscar Harrison of Jonah Life Institute.
Are you a leader or board member of a newer nonprofit? Then you're building your nonprofit while wondering, are we doing this right? Well, stop wondering and start listening. Tune in to WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark to hear nuts and bolts advice about fundraising, planning, finances, and more. The conversations are geared to newer leaders like you. So boost your nonprofit know-how and confidence. Tune in to WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Pipeline creating thousands of jobs connecting Alberta's massive tar sands, the project there, to the Gulf Coast refineries. Who makes money? Americans make money. Who suffers environmentally? Hopefully nobody. Because originally, and I'm not going to pin it all on him, but the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, liked the plans, said it was good. It went through the rigors of what you have to do if you were going to take on this mammoth project with the state-of-the-art type of pipeline and ways to alert if something were ever, ever to go wrong. What a nightmare that would be. So then all bets were off, and we know how that fairy tale played out. It's a political hot potato. That's what it is. It's a year, an election year. So that's why. So 5642, that's what all of that means. And you and I know that. We get that. So the 11 Democrats actually sided with Republicans. Because if you count up the numbers, there is Democrats in the middle of that. You have Max Baucus. You have Bob Casey. You have Kent Conrad. North Dakota, by the way, Kay Hagan, Mary Landrieu, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Claire McCaskill from Missouri, Mark Pryor, Arkansas, John Tester, Montana, and Jim Webb from Virginia. And they said yes, but, you know, no Republicans voted against it. That's not a surprise. But 60 votes needed to move forward, so it's not happening. You got gas prices rising. You have this now becoming the number one issue for people because in the past 2 months it shot up 50 cents. And it really, that's the buzz in the backyard. I always say on America Tonight, what's the buzz happening? What are people talking about in the grocery store, in the butcher store, when they're picking up their cleaning? And this is what people are talking about. I was in a hospital today. I went to the cleaners. And honestly, and God gas, the great thing about being in the state of New Jersey, or the crazy thing, I guess, because I'm used to pumping gas, is you don't pump gas in Jersey. It's illegal. They pump it for you. It's like, whoa, are you kidding me? You know, they're not wiping your windows or filling up your tires, checking the air or anything, but you cannot pump gasoline. I actually got out and was going to try to do it. So that became the conversation when I was standing there at the Sunoco. It was the local Sunoco. So here's the scoop. I said this, 50 cents in the last 2 months. Now a new poll comes out, a CBS News poll, an exit poll, after Super Tuesday, a couple days ago, and found that 77% of the people voting in those primaries say that rising gas prices were a huge factor in their vote. People are concerned because here's the thing. Most of us have to drive. It's a necessity. Forget about it being just to go do it. It's a lark. No, it's a necessity. You got to get to the job. You got to take kids to games. You got to take kids to school, whatever it is. So across the country, what is the average? The average for a gallon of regulars, $3.76. The prediction is, and this is so scary, that across the board, not just in California, not for premium, not just in Chicago, that gas, the average by the summer, will be $5. So imagine if you're a salesperson, you don't get XYZ for the miles. Imagine if you're an independent contractor. I mean, you're getting smaller checks is what it adds up to. So does $500, $800 eat up a lot of expense? Does it cut into your overhead? I would think it would. 1099ers are not liking this. Definitely not. So everything is switched to gas as one of the critical factors in voting. So candidates who made the biggest promises to lower gas prices, do they benefit or not? Well, Newt Gingrich was the guy who said that expanded drilling would make gas $2.50 a gallon, and that's what he would do. But that didn't really help Gingrich out except for in his home state of Georgia. Here's the thing. Nobody running can guarantee you what the price of gas is going to be. Nobody. It's not going to happen. Because of the speculating, because of basically what's happening, the supply, the demand, the refining, all of that stuff, mix it up into one big bag. More the speculation, I think, than anything. So nobody can work some kind of magic over that, over what the prices are. They can't. Although the president could open up the moratorium on some of this drilling, and there could be conversation on the Hill, and there has been, but nothing that's leading to anything. I mean, we have the most amount of oil, if you think of the inland offshore oil shale. How about the natural gas and coal, most anywhere in the world? The thing here is, it's not opening it up. It's politics. I mean, that's what it is. So the oil industry, they got some money, they got some lobbyists, absolutely. But on the other side of things, the environmentalists have some lobbyists, have some sway, have some rich and powerful people. This is just politics. This is what it is. So if we don't open things up, if we don't open up the lanes, then we know where we're headed. The $5 prediction is not far-fetched at all. In fact, it's most likely the reality of where we're headed as they continue to play chicken with this thing. And that's why opening the pipeline up would be huge. I mean, job-wise, certainly. Nebraska basically shut down the pipeline. And, you know, they didn't want it in their backyard. I get it with the aquifer, but they rearranged that. Now, many of you called me and said, how would you like that? And what about the chance of contaminating the groundwater in your area if that were the case? And let me tell you, I'm sure I'm living on a multitude of pipes. We have pipelines all over this country. Don't kid yourself that you don't have a pipeline near your backyard. I understand the worry over contamination. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's like we talk about the fossil fuels and how awful they are for the environment. That's the argument we keep hearing. But what about biofuels? Are biofuels that much better? I mean, come on. Truckers, how are they doing it? Like our pal Jay in Kentucky that calls in and tells us what he's paying, $800,000 to fill it up? I mean, this is what they do for a living. And then who does it get passed on to? It gets passed on to us, of course. It gets passed on to the consumer. Absolutely. Start to look at the prices, if you're not, I'm sure you are, of what the food is when you go to check out, especially when it comes to produce, because so much of that will be trucked in. That's where you're really paying for it. Look at that head of lettuce. Start to watch. There, you want to speculate, or you want to look for an indicator. Look at what the head of lettuce is. In practically my supermarket, they can't give it away because people are getting other forms of nourishment or vegetables or whatever you want to say. I noticed that just the good old fashioned iceberg lettuce, as it keeps rising, nobody wants it. Why? Because you can buy those pre-made bags and have everything in it, and it's almost cheaper. It's almost getting to the point where it's cheaper to do that. I mean, come on. If you own a car, if you are dependent on driving for your living, for your life, for any part of your life, you're stuck. You're stuck with watching this thing rise on the sidelines. You know, the alternatives is great to talk about the alternatives, but they're not flushed out. That's the thing. So gas price is now a huge, huge factor in this presidential election. Hey, what do you think? 800-259-5791. Get the chance to open up a lane when it comes to energy. What are you choosing? You can't take all of them, but you get a chance to choose one. What do you choose? What do you open up? Offshore? Federal lands? You get one crack at it. What are you opening up to have that spigot kick open and to hopefully trend things in a different direction? Or maybe you're not opening any of it up. Maybe you're saying forget about it. Forget this nuclear power thing. We're not going to have another Three Mile Island. Don't want any more of that coal going on because that's destroying the environment. You may have a different point of view than I do. 800-259-5791. We're strolling down that midnight highway. Talking a little Rush next on ATN.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Noah cleared a few things up for us earlier in the day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You know, that whole solar flare thing? You know what I'm talking about, right? If you don't, let me just dive into it for a quick second. The idea of light years, the solar storms, were here soon, just as soon as you could shake a stick at it, all that conversation. Geomagnetic and solar radiation slammed the Earth after some solar flares, but maybe it wasn't such a big deal. So what did it do? It could affect rather GPS systems, some satellites, power grids. We thought the boom, boom, the lights were going to go out, but they didn't. And apparently the storm reached only G1 intensity. So the scale goes from G1, which is weak, to G5. And the solar radiation storm is strong. They have a 1 to 5 scale, and it was S3, so strong. So the prediction, which they thought the event was going to be bigger, turned out to not be quite as big as they thought. Mm-mm. So I don't know if you had any GPS problems, if your power went out, if there was something that affected you during the day. Now, there were some flights that were affected, and not flights from New York to Los Angeles or anything, with these bursts of radiation from the sun. Nothing like that. But where they were affected was at the North Pole. They were concerned about the North Pole. So if you were headed in that direction, perhaps then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it did affect you. American Airlines put 3 polar flights also from the U.S. to Japan and China on lower altitude routes on Thursday to be safe. They weren't going to take any chances of anything happening. So you had some solar eruptions, two solar flares, intense bursts of radiation from the sun, two coronal mass ejections is what they call them, and that means there's a release of gas and magnetic fields from the outer sun. Oh, it sounds wicked, doesn't it, when I describe it like that? Oh, if you edited some of this stuff together, it would really sound pretty bad. So maybe we got a curveball. Maybe that's what it is. We'll see what happens by Friday morning. We're in the thick of it now because this event isn't over. So if suddenly you don't hear me any longer, you know that I was zapped by some solar problems. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm surviving here. You know, I'm dealing with the old solar flares and everything, you know. balloon all over the house there. I'm wearing an aluminum hat and everything.
I'd like to see a picture of that. That's cool.
I sent it on Facebook.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I got a question for you. Do you think Israel wants our gas prices to go up or not?
Okay, from a political point of view, you know, I'm going to say right now, based on what I know, they want them to go up.
And why would that be?
Well, I think, for one, Benjamin Netanyahu and others in Israel would prefer that the president does not get reelected.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Obama's response to that would be, seeing that Israel would want our prices to go up, if he, what would he do if he saw that the Israelis were trying somehow to assist in the raising of gas prices? What would Obama do?
What would he do if he thought that they were trying to take the election away from him, basically, by driving it to, or by hoping that the prices can continue to go up?
Yeah.
Well, the one thing he could do would be open up one of the relief valves right before the election. Like, he's been what he's been doing is, it's almost like he's taking he'll say something hardcore, like about the Keystone Pipeline, and then he'll come back and say, well, we could do this part of it, or he keeps reversing himself if it becomes too politically hot for him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he had a little bit of a reversal, but one concession that would be easy for him to give into.
That's very good. I don't know how much he could open it up and how much he could reduce it. But you know, there's something else he could do, Kate.
What he could attack
Iran. If he attacks Iran, you know, a month or so before the election,
yeah,
usually American people will support the president in a time of war. And that would be like the whole wag the dog scenario.
Sure.
That would be a response to rising gas prices. And I would just hope that the Republicans are ready to call him on that. Because if it was a Republican president and he went to war, you know, people would expect that because Republicans are more warlike. But this guy is super, super dove, man, super dovish, super left, right?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he would do that. You know what? It's a good theory. Some other people are floating that theory because it goes along with what I'm saying. You wait till you're closer to the election and boom, you drop that out there. It's like throwing a live grenade, a peaceful grenade in a different sense of the word. But you had like the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, saying that he loved what Obama had to say about war, and that, you know, the U.S. president, this is his quote, he said, the U.S. president, the fact that they're not thinking about war with Iran, these are good words and an exit from delusion. He's saying that, but Obama has brought the Iranian people to their knees with the sanctions. However, he likes his words. So, I mean, it's kind of playing into that theory. But I don't see him doing that. I don't see him doing that. But it is It is something that's being floated out there because he held off Benjamin Netanyahu. You could wait and see how the public feels as you get closer, see where the gas prices are, and then you pull that rabbit out of the hat. Something, there would have to be something.
I just got one thing to say. Tonkin Golf 2. All right? You remember what the Tonkin Golf was? In Vietnam when the some Vietnamese PT boats attacked a destroyer,
yeah.
An American destroyer. And then from then on, we just went full bore into the war because that was our cause to go to war. They attacked an American ship. And then later on, it came out that that may possibly had not been actually the case, you know. So if we can get them to shoot at us in the Gulf, you know, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm just saying.
No, listen. You could have written the storyline. You could have spelled it out for us. Thanks, Tomas. A lot of people think that that's what will happen. You know, it's like the think of big things like getting Osama bin Laden. Okay, so that happens way before this election, and you can trot it out. And there are people that are conspiracy theorists or enterprisers who think it's all baloney anyway, but there are many more people that embrace that idea. Hey, look, he got the bad guy. He got the guy who caused us all that pain. If that had happened even close to the election, how huge would that have been? And if we keep talking, and look, I'm talking about this all the time, why aren't we just going in? Why aren't we doing it now? And the reason that we're doing this, the reason we're not doing this now is because it's easier to just have that conversation, let it marinate, and stay away from it. You know, will Israel be removed from the face of the earth? Iran would like to remove Israel from the face of the earth. He's called the people, Ahmadinejad has called the people of Israel liars. He said that the Holocaust is made up nonsense. How many times has he said that? And there's no doubt that he's more than pot stirring. I think that he's warning Israel that he's ready to make a move. And is there any doubt that they're nuking up? Of course there's not any doubt of that. In fact, I think I talked about this on a previous show, but now they have satellite photos that clearly depict cleaning of what would be nuclear work. So if that's what's happened at this facility, I mean, why would they be trying to cover that up? Why would they be, you know, why would they do that? Because they know they've got inspections coming. They know that that's in store in Iran, and that's why they're scrambling. But yet we don't do anything. It's just conversation, conversation, conversation. So at some point, you gotta either man up or you man down, and that's it. I mean, you're either there for Israel or essentially you're not. Netanyahu is ready to go. He has no love lost for the Supreme Leader or Ahmadinejad. I mean, remember when the students were protesting one of the free elections? We didn't do much to help them then, except for say, wow, that's just terrific. Isn't that amazing what those kids are doing over there? Then a couple of them disappear. It's ugly. I mean, yeah. Where was the backing? That's when the backing should have been. So could Tomas be right in the ninth hour? Is that what happens? Sure. I don't think so, though. I think it gets pushed off till after the election. And then there's conversation maybe leading up to it, but I don't think so. Because that's not popular with enough people. A lot of people don't want to see that. Ron Paul, running for president, says we should just talk to Iran. Calm down, Israel. We don't need to be involved in anything anywhere else. And especially in Iran, even if they are nuking up. Coming up on the flip side, we're checking the mail. I've Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Flares. It comes back to what I first started talking about at the top of the hour. So many of you deciding to send in your funnies on those subjects. So let's head to the mailbag.
The mail. The mail is here.
Ooh. Ooh. So Martin says, Kate Delaney, gas prices, they are brutal, sister. I am so desperate that I have actually gone on a diet. I'm getting in shape, and I am determined that I'm going to find another mode of transportation. Perhaps I will be nothing more than a waif by the time I get to and fro work, but at least I'll have more money in my pocket. Yeah. For most people, Martin, that is not a reality, because 40 minutes away, 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back, do the miles, do the calculations. I don't think so, and that's the problem. It's a good time to be working from home. Oh, good time for that. Or to be working close by. If you work close by, not too bad. You know, you go a couple streets over, or you're talking about a couple miles, not that bad. But that's not the norm for most people. And so many make their living the freelance way, where they're in sales They're 1099ers, and you're picking up that. Or they have small businesses, people have small businesses, and that's pretty tough. And the gas prices absolutely affect you, and the products go up. You know, whether it's just office supplies from Staples or it's going to the grocery store, you know, whatever. Pick a product, any product, and we can compare it to what it was and to what it's now been the last couple of months. And you know what this does? It sends more people, gives more people a reason to go to Walmart and shop for stuff made in China because they can afford it. And it gives people excuses to say, made in America, that's okay, but it's too expensive. I can't swing it. And there's plenty of things that are made in America that aren't too expensive, but they're not, a lot of the stuff is not as cheap as what you find in Walmart, because that's the idea. The cheapest prices, cheaply made, cheap prices for some of the products. So everybody goes running. People shop there. Go there, and people are shopping there. Why? Because they're not paying as much. So they don't want to go to the grocery store. They don't want to go to the Wegmans. They don't want to go to the Acme or the Tom Thumb, whatever your regional grocery store happens to be. All right, there were some other people that sounded off on gasoline prices, too. This one from Bette, listening to us in Vermont. Katie, let me tell you, you have nailed it. Gasoline is the number one issue. Can't help it. It is all about what's in your wallet, as you are fond of saying. And here in Vermont, we are feeling the squeeze just like the rest of you. In fact, many of us live in more rural areas, and it makes it tough. So when you have to make the trek to the store, you're going many, many, many more miles through the woods. Of course, we love the beauty, and we dig the fact that we're undetected. That sounds scary, doesn't it? But it might not be affordable anymore. So maybe more people will move closer to urban areas. I think people, Bet, in Vermont are hanging on. If you're in trouble, I think you're hanging on. You're trying to keep the roof over the head. I don't know that you're necessarily thinking of moving closer to an urban area. I guess it depends on where you live. Any big cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, San Francisco, Houston, Texas, any of those places. I mean, even a Tampa, Florida, or Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know if you want to move closer in. A lot of times it's more expensive. I guess it still depends on the city. And then you remember some of the cities you have city tax. You know, one of the greatest things that ever happened to me is I got a gig in New York, got a job in New York, and I had the best time. And, of course, unfortunately, that was in the middle of 9/11. In fact, I'd gotten it 5 months before 9/11. But it was fun to be there, and it's great being on the air and all that. Of course, being closer to where I grew up. But let me tell you, it's called tax, borough tax, city tax, state tax. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, your check's not looking so big. Wait a second. Is there any other taxes I got to pay in this thing? So not necessarily with moving into an urban area or moving closer to an urban area. All right, let's take a few more. Let's see, we got this one from Jack listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Jack says, Kate, did you see the solar flares? And then he says, ha, 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 ha. So much was made about the solar storms, but yet, really, did anything happen? I heard of nothing. Nobody's power went out. It didn't seem like any of us were affected. Please explain. I just talked about it, the fact that it is a strange phenomenon, and the satellites could have been bothered by this, and the weather service was trying to predict stuff of what could happen. Really, there was a space weather prediction center that the geomagnetic storm created by this could still give us a show, and some of you might have seen that show on Thursday, because you'd see northern lights, you could see them, you know, pretty far south is the belief, the solar eruptions with two solar flares, and I described this, that burst of radiation from the sun and all that that entails would give you, certainly would give you, if you could see it, something to look at. And then, you know, sunspots get produced by the storms. However, and we might be able to catch some of this over the weekend even. I don't think that we're going to see, because think of how far away the sun is. I don't think we're going to get the predicted results that were thrown out there about the GPS is going haywire and all that other sort of stuff. No. Just some rerouting of some planes from the, I said this already, from the U.S. to Japan and China, but nothing other than that that I know of has happened. Nothing else. Here's another one from Robin. Hello, Kate Delaney in America Tonight. Been listening to the show for 6 months. Here's the thing. When we talk about Iran, I notice that you are anxious to blow it up. I would say, cautiously, we should still try diplomacy. Why not have the conversation instead of swacking them with that big stick? It could be that more lives would be lost and we would regret opening up that can of worms, respectfully. Yeah, I don't think so. I think you make a decision. Either this guy's a bad guy, these two are bad guys, because I say Supreme Leader and Ahmadinejad, and we can't afford to have this because they're just the two that'll blow Israel off the map. So maybe that's the question. How do you feel about leaving Israel exposed and vulnerable and saying, hey, fend for yourself, we think you're fabulous and you're our friend, and I hope that you think of us as a friend, but we've got to cut and run. Sorry about that. And because we've never done that. You have our back, we have your back. So if that's really the case, then we got to be there, thick and thin. And that means through this situation with Iran. And let's face it, we're part of the economic sanctions, 23 economic sanctions. So we can't slurk away from this. We are in this. We are in this up to our eyeballs. The idea that we could just back out, it's not happening. I'd rather see that if we're involved and there are enough countries involved backing this up, just go after the facility. That's it. Go after that, and that's it. Case closed. I mean, what does it ignite afterwards? That's the problem. And that's probably, and that's why the conversation is, don't we just have to level it? Because what's going to happen then? Then it's going to turn into World War III. It's very scary. It is. Scary, scary times. But when you're looking at nuclear capabilities and what Iran is possible of anybody who has a so-called finger on the button, he's the one that I'm the most worried about.